Welcome to Business Spotlight on Money Radio WPSE. Business Spotlight is heard weekly at this time on 1450 AM and 107.1 FM. Today's guest is Charles Boo Haggerty, president of the Hammett Health Foundation. Boo, thanks so much for joining us. What is the foundation's mission and how does it relate to UPMC Hammett?
Sure, absolutely. The Hammett Health Foundation is a separate 501c3. And we are a foundation that primarily focuses on connecting our donors and our funds to the major healthcare needs of our community. And we're very clear to say our community, because certainly we support UPMC Hammett, and that's a primary function of what the Hammett Health Foundation does. But we're also a very unique hospital foundation in that we're very supportive of community health initiatives. So we have the unique advantage of being able to really spread our funds and our donors' wishes across, you know, the Hammett system and the UPMC system, but also Erie as a whole. So it's great.
Boo, can you discuss the most successful programs the foundation has brought to Hammett in recent history?
Sure. I mean, I would say that if we really wanted to, you know, put a banner up to says what are the things that have been our greatest successes, certainly help build a facility that we think is second to none. UPMC Hammett is a state-of-the-art healthcare system from the inside out, with all the technology, the equipment, the private rooms, the addition of the Women's Hospital, certainly the Heart Institute. And soon to come, you know, our new critical care tower. The Hammett Health Foundation has really been behind that and raising a lot of money for the capital. Healthcare is capitally intensive, for sure, and any part that we can play. And when I say a part, most recently we renovated our lobby. We feel like a first impression for a patient walking in is to have, you know, a beautiful environment, an environment where they're comfortable, an environment where they're relaxed. And our lobby is no exception, and that lobby was pretty much paid for through philanthropy, through the gifts of, you know, wonderful people. You know, William and Suzanne Connor were our major donors, and that's the Connor lobby, and something we're very, very proud of. You know, years ago, we were really working with the Britton family to start a trauma program and build out our trauma bays in the emergency department. Again, to be second to none, and that was the Britton family, you know, the John Britton Family Foundation that helped us do that. And to this day, it's, you know, the Britton Family Shock Trauma Center. So those are just a couple examples of, you know, larger projects. But, of course, the Hammett Women's Hospital. You know, McGee Women at UPMC Hammett is one of the more beautiful women's hospitals in the country, and Architectural Digest said as much. But beyond the scope of the facilities, which our women's hospital is gorgeous. I mean, it's a great place for women to have their babies, to recover. Obviously, the GYN services provided there. But beyond that, that's bricks, that's mortar. I think what we're most proud of is education. And, you know, we talk about five pillars, if you will, our five key areas, the five C's we call it: capital, our centers of excellence, community health, cutting edge research, and continuing education. Those are our five C's. Capital we've touched on. Continuing education, I would say, is probably our second priority. We provide well over $300,000 annually in scholarships to our caregivers who want to continue to advance their education, advance their degrees, advance their careers. That would be a nurse's aide who wants to become a nurse. That would be a medical technologist who wants to become a physical therapist. That would, you know, include, you know, maybe one of our transport team who wants to become a respiratory therapist. We want everyone in our at UPMC Hammett to advance their careers, to really be an important piece of our hospital. And I think anyone will tell you there's nothing more important than our people. So education is investing in our people. And we're able to do that, and we're really proud of that initiative as well. So we've helped build buildings, we've helped educate people, and that just scratches the surface, some of the things we do here.
that reinvesting has got to be a huge differentiator in acquiring talent, right?
Yeah, I mean, acquiring talent certainly is a very important part of any hospital. You know, ours is no different. Retaining the talent, you know, is a big piece of that. And you know, if you come in to the hospital for an outpatient stay, for an inpatient stay, you're going to see dozens of people. And every one of those people that you'll see during the course of your stay is important to that stay, regardless whether it's keeping your room clean, it's that person taking your blood, it's that person even at the front desk registering you, whatever it takes. Everyone is part of the patient experience. And without all the right people doing all the right things, the care is going to be okay. But okay is not good enough in healthcare. It's got to be, you know, out of this world. I mean, we literally have to create a patient experience like no other. And the only way we do that is making sure our people are engaged. And if we invest in them, if we show them we believe in them through helping them with scholarships, through helping them with continuing medical education, they're going to continue to do all the right things to provide for our patients. And again, we're really privileged to be part of that. But without a doubt, our employees and our people really make this place go.
Boo, with the almost 100 different funds that benefit the hospital as well as the community, Hammett Health Foundation allows you to earmark contributions towards specific funds that are the most meaningful to you. Can you name some funds that are the highest priority for the foundation today?
Sure. Some of the funds here, and this is the beauty, I really think, of philanthropy, is that decades ago, people in their estates, you know, individuals who said that somehow, some way, my life was changed because of healthcare and I want to give back. We have people, again, who've been gone for decades, who have set up endowment funds here at this foundation. And they're very specific as to what they want to focus on. So we have a cardiac fund. You know, as one of our centers of excellence, our cardiac program, we feel is one of the best in the country. And those 19 cardiologists, those half a dozen cardiac surgeons, those thoracic surgeons, the nurses, you know, the techs, all the team in our cardiac program, the amount of equipment it takes to do their job is, as we like to say, breathtakingly expensive, more than hospital operations can fund. So our cardiac fund is something that people continue to contribute to, but we also have some endowed funds. And we're able to buy equipment. You know, we're able to send those employees, you know, to further their education. We're able to do a lot of things. Our cardiac fund is just one of many. We fitted out a whole new cath lab here at Hammett on philanthropy. We're really, really proud of that. We have a neurological fund, you know, a Parkinson's fund. There's a person who in her estate about 10 years ago, Parkinson's disease was something that was near and dear to her heart and her family's heart. So we have a Parkinson's fund, and that supports our Parkinson's Partners program that we support around the community. And it's really support for families and patients with Parkinson's. But that fund is also driving a $300,000 research project at Hammett right now to really study Parkinson's disease at a much deeper level than anyone ever really understood. And all the work that's being done here is going into a national database to work on a cure for Parkinson's disease. So that money 10 years ago that was donated to our foundation, and we're the stewards of someone's great gift. You know, our job is to make sure that that money is spent wisely, and our board and our team here at the Hammett Health Foundation take that very seriously, and that it's, you know, we're the fiduciaries of someone's generosity and to spend that money as wisely as possible. We feel very confident that we're spending it to support people with Parkinson's, but on research that someday people don't have to have Parkinson's. It's pretty profound. And we're very, very proud of that. So our Parkinson's Fund is another one that is great. I would say something that we are most proud of, and most is a tough word because we're proud of everything we're doing, but I mentioned that we can support community health initiatives. And we have a school-based healthcare fund, which is morphed into really a community-based healthcare fund. And what that was is our foundation with our donors and our board and a lot of community leaders opened up one of the first school-based healthcare centers in the state of Pennsylvania at Wayne School about 6 years ago. And Wayne Primary Care is now serving 4,000 patients that did not have a medical home. These are people in underserved areas, and they really were using the emergency room for the types of care that really your primary care physician should see, but they didn't have a primary care physician in their neighborhood. And the research says if you build it at a school, people can get to a school. And they can get to a school, and we put a doctor's office there, they can get to the doctor. So Wayne Primary Care is running strong, and that's through a fund, which we now call our community-based healthcare fund, because it's not just the school that's the difference. It's serving the entire neighborhood. So in the coming months, and we'll keep you posted, we're going to grow that. We're going to take that facility, we're going to add to it, we're going to expand to it, we're going to add services inside that, because we're really just now barely keeping up with the volume of patients we have. And that's a great problem to have. It's a great challenge to have, to say we have to keep up with the volume of people who need that care. And UPMC has a motto that every patient in the community gets the right care in the right place at the right time. And that's what that's able to do. And it's a model that we probably would not, no, not probably, we definitely would not have been able to do without philanthropy, without our donors who saw a need, and it was our job to help fill that gap. Connecting our donors to the needs of the healthcare of the community is our mission. And so we're really proud of that. But there are dozens, as you mentioned, of other funds. And some are for education. Some are, again, for our centers of excellence, our women's health programs, our transplant programs, so many different things that we do here. Our cutting, you know, research. I mean, I talked about Parkinson's, but there's much research going on here with our residents. You know, we have probably about 80 residents, you know, training inside UPMC Hammett. These are the doctors of our future. And, you know, the research that they have to do, we support that research through the foundation as well. So a lot of funds working really hard, generating the income that they need, sound investment strategies to make sure that there's money there that we can invest in the health of our community. We're really, really lucky to have a foundation like this in our community.
Can you talk about how benefits of the foundation have helped the technological advancements at UPMC Hammett?
Yeah, I mean, and it's a great question. Without a doubt, every hospital president, our president David Gibbons is no different. Every hospital president wants to be able to deliver every possible service they can to the patients of our community within reason. And by within reason, there are certain things that there's not enough volume of patients and or not enough of an investment to really bring some services to the community. Those services are, I could count on one hand, that we don't deliver. So we really like to focus on the multiple services that we do deliver. I think the best example of how care can be delivered right here in our hometown at the highest level, not just delivering the care, but delivering the care at the highest level, you have to kind of break down the barriers. Erie, Pennsylvania, everybody who lives here needs to believe this, is really a mecca of quality healthcare in this community. Hammett was recognized in 2000 as one of the 100 top hospitals in the country. When UPMC affiliated with Hammett in 2011, there was six other hospital systems that wanted to affiliate with Hammett. This was not a hospital that was going to affiliate because of a position of weakness where they needed someone to really take them over. This was a hospital that was looking to grow, and the best way to grow was to find the best clinical partner. So six health systems were really bidding, for lack of a better term, to say who we want to partner with Hammett. And our board of directors, you know, that's 8 years now, had the vision to say, let's find the best clinical partner, not the best financial partner, not the best partner who could bail us out of something. We're in really a good position from a quality of care standpoint, from a finance standpoint, but we knew we could take it to another level with a larger system. So UPMC will tell you they were the beneficiary of this affiliation more than Hammett was the beneficiary. But it was really a win-win for both organizations. UPMC Hammett is the third largest of 42 UPMC hospitals. And I think people in the area sometimes struggle to believe that, but it's a fact. And the services that we're providing here are provided all across our Pittsburgh hospitals and no different. And a testament to that is the fact that since 2011, our out-migration of transfers out of Erie is down about 8%. Our migration of new patients to UPMC Hammett is up 40%. So the volume numbers, I mean, Hammett will annualize at the end of 2018 at 28,000 patients. At 2011, it was about 18,000 patients. So the growth has been significant at UPMC Hammett. That's because of the skill of the doctors, the advancement of the technology, the skill of the nurses, the leadership here. And again, the best testament is we are one of only 4% of hospitals in the country have a transplant program. And no hospitals are getting into the transplant business. Yet 3 years ago, Hammett started a kidney transplant program and has a liver clinic and a kidney clinic. But to be doing transplants at UPMC Hammett wasn't something that as administrators here at the hospital we ever dreamed of. It wasn't something we ever thought we'd get into because we just didn't think we'd be able to bring the skill of enough people on the team you need to the table to practice here. When in fact, the physicians who are practicing here love practicing here. They do a great job. And now we've 30 transplants, 30 kidney transplants in. That's 30 people who did not have to travel outside of Erie, PA to get their care. But inside those numbers, and this is where I think people can learn a lot and understand a little bit more, inside those numbers, probably half of those transplants were people from outside of Erie County coming to Erie. And as far as Rochester, New York, to get their care here at UPMC Hammett. So the work that's going on here is quite profound. And the clinical excellence is, again, as good as you can get at any hospital in the country. And the fact that our foundation is able to work with the administration, the physicians, the leaders at the hospital to help them advance that just really shows, you know, our commitment to our donors and our commitment to the decades of funds that have been there, again, to invest those dollars wisely to advance healthcare in our community.
The foundation has set a 5-year goal to raise $21 million by 2021. Can you talk about that a little bit more, Boo?
The growth that we've demonstrated at UPMC Hammett isn't stopping. We're not idle by any stretch. We need to continue to grow. We need to continue to grow to meet the needs of our hospital. And there's 408 patients in our hospital today, and we need more beds. And the only way we're going to get more beds is to add on because we're at capacity of all our buildings. So our Project 2020, which is part of Project 2020, it's not the only part of Project 2020, but Project 2020 is to build a new patient care tower. That will take our ICU beds from 42 to 64. That's a significant investment. ICU beds are the most expensive beds in a hospital. And to add that many rooms, that many state-of-the-art rooms, is, again, very, very expensive. So our campaign partially will be to support that project. And we're very excited about that project. And crystal clear that Project 2020 is our 2020 vision, not the year 2020, but our 2020 vision for what healthcare needs to look like in our community moving forward, and having critical care beds. We're finding that people who come in our hospital are sicker. They have their comorbidities are greater than they've ever been before. They have multiple health issues. They need the highest levels of care in the best facility we can provide for them. This new patient care tower will do that. It's very exciting what's being built between our women's hospital and our main hospital that will really, you know, complete the puzzle of facilities. For sure. Inside of that are shell space, you know, floors that will be vacant until our board and our president, our leadership say these are the additional services that we need to provide. So we'll continue to grow and we'll have the space to continue to grow into. One of the reasons you know, any organization can't grow is they don't have the people and or they don't have the space to grow into. Well, this will solve that. So we'll be able to invest in that. But the foundation needs to help. So that $21 million that we need to raise by 2021 is to really help this hospital grow and, again, really deliver healthcare at that highest level. So we're not a foundation that takes money in and sits on it. Certainly, if our donors want to endow those funds, we do that. But we're really a foundation that takes that money in and we spend that money on the needs that we have today. So that $21 million that we'll bring in by 2021 will all be invested immediately into healthcare. So our new building is just one. The other projects we have in mind, research is going to really amp up here at UPMC Hammett. Our Hammett corporators and our volunteers, the Hammett AIDS Society, have adopted a new project called the Mommy Biobank. And that will be three new employees at this hospital full-time, and their primary focus will be collecting data from births here at UPMC Hammett. So collecting the tissue from the mom, the tissue from the baby, creating a biobank, and that information is rich for researchers to start to study things like ovarian cancer, breast cancer, heart disease, you know, many other things, MS, Parkinson's. Researchers do their best work when they have good data to work from. And we'll become a repository of that data through our biobank right here at UPMC Hammett. That will be 100% financed through philanthropy. These three positions will be paid through the Hammett Health Foundation and the money we raise. So research is going to be something we're going to be talking a lot about. In the coming months, we'll have a lot more to talk about in terms of doing more research, more bench research right here at UPMC Hammett. And that's an announcement down the road that we're not ready to share yet. But we're working on the early phases of having a research institute on our campus that will really elevate the level of research we can do at UPMC Hammett. We're really excited about that. And our board at the Hammett Health Foundation, our leadership here at the Hammett Health Foundation, we're here to drive change. We're here to drive what vision this hospital can have and should have. So we're not reactive, where we kind of listen to what people have to say and then go raise money for that. We're very proactive to say, this is what our community needs. How do we get there? And what do we need to do as a foundation to help you? So that's a little bit of what our Promise 21 is. Last and not least important is community health development. We need to continue to work inside our community, inside pockets of our community that are still not served with even basic primary care needs. And what's our role as a health system to build better neighborhoods? So we are working right now with partners at Erie Insurance, Primary Health Network, which is an FQHC that serves Wayne Primary Care, and UPMC for You, which is our Medicaid pocket of UPMC. We're working with those three in our foundation to do a community health census. So we're in the process right now. We're gonna go knock on 3,000 doors in the Lower East Side and really ask the neighbors, and the people that will be asking the neighbors will be the neighbors. We'll hire people inside the neighborhood to go and ask questions of the neighbors. What are you looking for? What are you looking for in housing? What are you looking for in job growth? What are you looking for in your own healthcare? What do your kids need? What do your grandparents need? What do your neighbors need to build healthier communities? We feel that healthcare organizations can be and should be driving that. So we're working with Mayor Schember's office and Kathy Rozick from the City of Erie to really say, not just go ask people what they want, but listen to what they say and go fix the problems. And that is a huge commitment. It will take millions of dollars. So we'll have to stack capital on top of capital to say, once we hear what the community is saying, we need to listen and go do something. So I could see our foundation in the next 5 years involved in building, you know, a medical park on the east side of town. I can see us building housing units that create better housing for people. I can see us putting in daycare centers. I can see us putting in pharmacies that don't just give medicine, but give produce. And that's a phenomenon that we don't have in this community yet. So your prescription for mom who's leaving is not just an antibiotic to take care of their child's ear infection, it's also to give them tomatoes and onions and lettuce and apples and carrots and healthy foods as part of their prescription. We're really going to change the way how healthcare is looked at and delivered in this community. We're going to do that with multiple partners, but at the foundation, we're really privileged that we get to drive some of that.
You also provide a great deal of scholarship funding for nurses. Tell us about the importance of that.
So our scholarships, they're primarily led by our volunteers, the Hammond Aid Society. They raise money every year to help us provide scholarships to primarily our nurses, but not just our nurses, all of our caregivers. So statistics say that an RN-trained nurse is exactly what we need to take care of our patients. But to be a magnet hospital, magnet being the highest level of nursing care available, magnet hospitals have more trained bachelor's prepared nurses, BSNs. So an RN is a 2-year program, a BSN is a 4-year program. We've made it a goal that we want all our nurses to have their bachelor's in nursing. And that is a commitment on the nurse's part to advance their education. They do it, you know, with no reluctance whatsoever. So they're working full-time and then going to school to advance their degree. And what they're looking for is financial help. So they have tuition assistance through UPMC as an employer, but then we bolster that a little bit more. And, you know, just recently we gave a $3,000 scholarship to a single working mom of 2 kids. And it was just a great day for us because she came in, showed us her diploma, tears in her eyes, and gave us a big hug. And the fact that we could be part of her journey of advancing her education just makes us so proud. And not only is she advancing her education, is she advancing her degree, she now is on a different pay scale. So based on, you know, the degrees that you have and the experience that you bring to a job, your pay scale changes. So that our $300,000 investment this year in scholarships for our caregivers probably equates to about $2 million more in payroll, you know, just for those people who receive scholarships. And that makes them better. That makes our community better. It makes everybody better. So I hate to prioritize when I talk about the things that we do, but I think continuing education, I think helping people advance their degrees and advance their education is probably what we're most proud of and probably inside the hospital what we're most known for because it affects so many people. Our numbers are about 300 employees were positively affected through some sort of help through the foundation in advancing their career.
And finally, Boo, how can someone support the foundation if they're interested?
There's so many ways to support a hospital foundation. You know, HammondHealthFoundation.org is our website. We have events throughout the year. It could be as simple as coming to our Dash to Donate 5K for our transplant program in April. It could be coming to our Hammett Strong event, you know, on April 26th. It could be just making a gift to our Children's Care Fund, a fund I didn't even talk about because we ran out of time today. And that's a fund that helps so many families whose children are going back and forth to Children's Hospital, our big partner in Pittsburgh. So one of the things we have is a Guardian Angel program. If you got great care and you wanted to recognize that caregiver, a small gift to our Guardian Angel program, and we give a certificate and a pin to that caregiver to say you were recognized by your patient for the great care you give them. And that just goes so far for so many people. Our hospice program, another program I wasn't able to touch on today, but so many gifts to our hospice program, and it allows our caregivers to take care of people in the most vulnerable time of their lives and helping those families. So many different ways to help. Get involved in our events, make a small gift, or just kind of pay attention to what we're doing on our website and our Facebook page. And I think you'll really see that our intention of really advancing the healthcare of that community, of this community, we're meeting day in and day out. We're pretty proud of that.
Thanks for listening to Business Spotlight on Money Radio WPSE. Business Spotlight is heard Fridays at noon. Join us again next week as the Erie Regional Chamber and Growth Partnership is in the Business Spotlight.